So that's a view. Zok the Mishnah, ha'ima ha'rei alai b'machbas, lo yavi b'marcheshes, b'marcheshes lo yavi b'machbas. If a person made a neder, a vow, to bring a mincha made in the machbas pan, he may not bring the mincha in the marcheshes pan. Or vice versa. If he made a neder to bring a mincha made in the marcheshes, he may not bring the mincha in a machbas. And the Mishnah cites a machlokes regarding ma bein machbas l'marcheshes. What is the distinction between a machbas and a marcheshes? Basically, he says, Marcheshes yesh lekisui, machbas ein lekisui. A Marcheshes has a cover, while a machbas does not have a cover. And the Gemara explains, Gemara gemiri la, this distinction is a halachal meshme sinai. But in the pasuk, there is no implication as to which one is covered. While Reb Chanina ben Gamliel says, Marcheshes amuko maiseh roichashin, machbas safu maiseh kashin. A Marcheshes is a deep pan, and therefore after baking it, the mincha has a spongy texture. While a machbas is a flat pan, and therefore after baking it, the mincha has a hard texture. And this is based on the wording of the pasuk. Regarding marcheshes, it says, "V'chol nasa b'marcheshes." The mincha is made inside the pan, which implies that the pan is deep. While regarding machvas, it says, "V'al machvas," the mincha is made on the surface of the pan, which implies that the pan is flat. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in the case of ha'oy maharei le'marcheshes. If a person states a neder to bring a marcheshes without the letter beis, the Bishamei hold the heimunach ad sheyav Eliyahu. He cannot fulfill his neder until Eliyahu Hanavi comes, because misafkelhu iyal shum kli nikro or iyal shum masein. We're not sure whether the word marcheshes refers to a utensil called marcheshes, and his neder was to donate such a kli to the Beis Hamikdash as a kli sharis, or perhaps marcheshes refers to the loose texture of the mincha, and his neder was to bring this type of mincha. And as Rashi explains, einem mevi mincha ilum kein amar harei alai minchas marcheshes or harei alai bimarcheshes. He brings a minchas marcheshes only if he specifically said, either I will bring a minchas marcheshes, or I will bring a mincha in a marcheshes. While the basil hold may be kli sharis, he's obligated to bring a utensil called marcheshes, and he does not bring a minchas marcheshes because the pasuk states, v'chol nasa b'marcheshes v'al machbas. A mincha which is done either in a marcheshes or in a machbas, which implies, al shum hakel nikro v'lo al shum haseim. The words marcheshes and machbas refer to the utensil of the mincha and not to the type of the mincha. Zok the Mishnah, harei alai betanur lo yavi mafi kupach, v'lo mafi re'ofim, u'mafi yeris harvim. If a person made a neder to bring a mincha baked in an oven, the Tanakama, who is identified in the Braisa as Reb Shimon, holds he cannot bake the mincha in a kupach, a small oven, and not on clay ceramic tiles or an Arabian pot, because the pasuk specifies mafi tanur only in a regular oven. Reb Yehuda disagrees and says, ratza mevi mafi kupach, he can bake the mincha in a small oven because tanur tanur shnei pa'amim lahachshir mafi kupach. The pasuk repeats the word tanur twice, once in Parshas VaYikra, v'chisakav karban mincha mafi tanur, and then again in Parshas Tzav, v'chol mincha asher tafe betanur, and emit achar miyit el rabbis. The second tanur is inclusive to teach that they can also bake the mincha in a kupach. While Reb Shimon holds tanur tanur shnei pa'amim, echad shetei afiyasin betanur, ve'echad shehei hikdeishin l'shum tanur. The first tanur is exclusive to teach that they must bake the mincha only in a tanur, not in a kupach. And the second tanner teaches that he must specifically consecrate the flour to be baked in the tanner. The Mishnah continues, Harei alai minchas mafei, lo yavi mechze chalos mechze rekikin. If a person made a neder to bring a minchas mafei tanner, the Tanakama, who is identified in the Braisa as Rabbi Yehuda, holds that he must bring a mincha of either 10 chalos or of 10 rekikin, but he may not bring a mincha of both 5 chalos and 5 rekikin. Shimon Matir, b'mneishu karban echad. Shimon holds that he may also bring a mincha of 5 chalas and 5 rekikin, because chalas and rekikin are considered one carbon. As the pasuk in Parashat Vayikra states, v'chisakrev karban mincha mafitaner, seilas chalas matzis belulus b'shemen, rekike matzis meshuchem b'shemen. The word carbon is singular and includes both chalas and rekikin. Therefore, ratz lehevi chalas maybe, rekikin maybe, mechze chalas or mechze rekikin maybe, and ubaylan v'kaimitz mishneim. The two types are broken into crumbs and mixed together, and then the kaimitz is taken from both chalas and rekikin. However, v'mkamatz v'ala b'yadoi me'echad al shneim yatza. But the evidence that the kaimitz was taken from only one type, the mincha is kosher. And the Gemara offers two sources for the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of lo yavi mechza chalas and mechza rekikin. Rabbi Yehuda explains the sources in the pasuk of Parsha v'yikra. Kivin achziv b'shemen b'shemen, kaman achziv carbon carbon domi. Since the word b'shemen is repeated twice, it's considered as if the word carbon was repeated twice, to teach that carbon echad amartilach v'lo shnayim v'shleisha kabanas. The carbon mincha must be only of one type, either chalas or rekikin, but not of two types, chalas and rekikin. Bishop Yehuda explains the source in the pasuk of Parshat Tzav. V'chol mincha asher tafe betaner, v'chol nasa b'macheshes v'al machavas l'koyin hamakar v'oysa lo'isiyah, v'chol mincha b'lul b'shemen v'charei v'lochol b'nei arantiyah. Just like the second word kol refers to marcheshes and machbas, and the third kol refers to balula and chareba, that are different types of menachas, and cannot be combined into one mincha, so too the first word kol of mafitana that refers to chalas and rekikin are also different types of menachas that cannot be combined. And as the Gemara explains, ike benayu di'i avad. The distinction between the two sources lies on whether b'diyevet in mincha of mechza chalas mechza rekikin is kosher. According to Behuda's source from Karban Echad, b'diyevet kosher. While according to his son, Rabbi Yisrael Behuda's approach from Bechol, b'diyevet pasal. Because as Rashi explains, ki hecha de balula b'chareva b'diyevet im irvan psulais, hachanam echalas rekikin diyevet loy. Just like in the third Bechol, if a balula and chareva were combined, the mincha is pasal, so too if chalas and rekikin were combined, the mincha is pasal. Hanulach Perkal Menachas Bois Matzah with Berchashim completed the fifth parak of Masechet Menachas, and we'll begin the sixth parak Rabbi Shmuel in the next year, Be'ezus Hashem.